The Tea and Jeopardy Advent Calendar 2017 with Emma Newman. What's wrong, Latimer?
It appears you have two cards today, ma'am, and they both look ordinary.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, ma'am. At least one of them is going to do something horrendous when you open it. I suggest not opening either of them.
But then I won't know what's inside them.
But what if one of them explodes? Then you'd be dead.
Yes, but at least I'd know what's inside.
On your head be it, ma'am.
Yes, but I think you should stand next to me as I open this one, just in case.
That hardly seems fair.
Quite. Now stand here. Oh, it's from the lovely Jen Udden, and it's playing a tune. I know this one. It's on the tip of my tongue. Oh, yes. Santa Claus is coming to town.
No, it isn't.
Yes, he is.
No, ma'am. I'm not referring to the red-garbed stalker of the night. I'm referring to the tune. It is actually playing Black Planet by the Sisters of Mercy.
Oh, nonsense. It's clearly Santa Claus is coming to town.
I don't think so, ma'am.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Little chickens, what song is the card playing? No, stop, stop. That isn't it at all. You're all wrong.
Actually, ma'am, I suspect we're all correct. And the card plays whatever song is appropriate for the reader during the festive season.
Oh.
Present, ma'am?
Yes, please. It's a seatbelt. It looks like one you'd get on an airplane.
And judging by the gold-plated buckle, I would assume one that belongs to a respectable airline.
Ah, there's a note. This gift is a magic seatbelt that turns any airline seat into a first-class leisure cruise. No more cramped seats and cramming long legs into steerage. Simply fasten the seatbelt and enjoy whatever flight you're on with magical champagne and a nice, comfortable nap. Oh, how lovely. I'll use that when I finally have the chance to visit Jen in New York.
I suppose that card wasn't too dangerous, which means this one most certainly will be.
I'm still going to open it.
Very good, ma'am. Though I should warn you, it's very big.
Oh, goody. Oh, wow, it is big. Are you sure it isn't a table? It's from the lovely Adam Christopher.
Or it could be from Christoph Adam, his evil twin from another dimension.
No, look, it says Adam first, then Christopher second.
That on the end could just be a flourish. And as you know, in the other dimension, they write their words in the opposite order.
Oh, do be quiet, Latimer. It's plain white and just says, Merry Christmas, don't panic. Well, let's see what's inside. Oh, it's a drinks cabinet, a magical one. Look, the shelves seem to stretch back forever.
Ah, yes. The only civilised use of a pocket dimension.
Gosh, that's a lot of bottles and they all seem to contain alcohol. Yippee!
There seems to be a note, ma'am.
You read it while I try this interesting purple drink.
Given how terrible 2017 is, it seems like a good idea to spend most of 2018 and beyond drunk. Strange. I seem to find myself in agreement with Mr. Christopher. Very troubling. Steady on there, ma'am. It's not even lunchtime. I must acquire a copy of Star Wars, A Certain Point of View. The New York Times best-selling collection of 40 stories, celebrating the 40th anniversary of Star Wars. I understand that all proceeds go to First Book, a charity that provides books, learning materials, and other essentials to educators and organisations serving children in need.
This stuff is great.
I believe Mr. Christopher's story is called End of Watch, which sounds perfectly festive to me.
Here, here. I'll drink to that. Now, don't you think it's time for some festive cheer?
No.
Little chickens! You've just listened to the 15th episode of the Tea and Jeopardy Advent Calendar 2017. For more Tea and Jeopardy, go to www.teaandjeopardy.com. And if you would like to become a member of the Order of the Sacred Teacup to support the show, go to www.patreon.com/TeaandJeopardy.